but be prepared to bleed. Oh, but you are in my blood, you're my holy wine. You're so bitter, bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you.
Morning, everybody. It's 9:01 here at WMFO Medford. How you doing? I'm Mike on the mic here on a cold, finally, January day here in 2017. What do you think, Barry Hudson? Do you think it's 20 degrees even out there or what?
I'd say 20 degrees. 20 degrees feels about just about right to me. My hands were cold. I didn't bring any gloves. I didn't bring a hat because I couldn't mess up my coif. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
C-O-I-F?
C-O-I-F, that's, yep, mm-hmm. And I sound like I have laryngitis. Pardon me, because I think I do.
Oh, well, maybe it's just a pet frog, and you're, well, never mind.
Hey, Rob, remember the Little Rascals episode?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. God, I haven't thought about that in a long time.
Yeah, that's going back a ways.
All right, so as I said, this is WMFO, and we are Tufts Freeform Radio right here on the beautiful campus of Tufts University. And I'm here with my friend and DJ colleague from Markskin Radio, Barry Hudson. Barry, this has been a long time in coming.
Yes, I've been dying to do this, and today's the day.
I know. So you've got your own laptop in front of you here with a bunch of your music, which is great. Your show on Markskin Radio is every Monday, 2 to 5?
Mondays, 2 to 5 in the afternoon. I usually get there about 2:10.
Yeah.
I need to change that.
Well, that's... Do you really?
Yeah, I always come running in the door about... Probably about 2 o'clock, and I come running downstairs, get everything going about 2:10.
Right.
And everything is just happening in the house still. They're like, oh, there's Dad late again.
All right. So if any of you haven't discovered Markskin Radio yet, it's markskinradio.com. How easy is that? And Barry and Chris Johnson and James Farrer and Doug Folos, all these great DJs are on there all the time. It's total freeform, just like we are here at Tufts. So again, markskinradio.com. You want to check that out. So, hey, Barry, I always like to start my sets off with new noise. Would that be all right with you if I do that?
Oh, I would love. Every time I hear your new noise, I'm always writing it down.
All right. Well, here's what I found just this past week, actually, by a group called Twin Peaks. And this is something brand new from them. Their new record is called I Don't Want to Miss You / Disappear. And this one is I Don't Want to Miss You. Brand new here at WMFO.
Yeah. standing on the sidewalk. All you hoping no one else could tell. You're getting tired, oh so tired of standing still. Just a barefoot beauty looking for some time to kill. Oh, sitting by the window waiting for someone just like me.
my sunglasses on, wondering what you are up to. This hotel's got bathroom telephones, but I don't wanna interrupt you. You might be painting your nails with your hot curlers on, each one a different color, or listening to that Beach Boy sailing song.
Yeah. weather at all. Like a heavy heart inside of you. Well, it drops like a wrecking ball. And the earth that used to be under your feet is now looser than an aggregate. Like the possibility of having it all, you might be a year too late. And it's a long shot.
WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, right here in Medford. How you doing? I am Mike, all over the mic this morning. I'm here till 11 a.m. Until Something About the Women comes in today. And if you haven't listened to that show, it's a great take for any day, really. But Saturday mornings is great, 11 a.m., 1 p.m., all female artists, any genre. So stick around for that at 11. Okay, hi, Barry Hudson, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
You doing okay?
How are you doing, Mike?
Doing okay. We just played a 5-song set for you, very collaboratively. So let me tell you what we played. I started off with some new noise from a band called Twin Peaks. It's a single called I Don't Want to Miss You, and I like that quite a bit. Dear June was the next artist that came up. It's an EP called Come Around. That was the title track to that, if there's such a thing for an EP. And then Barry had a great pick here. The band was Strand of Oaks. What can you tell us about that track?
That track was Goshen. It was about a young man finding his father's old cassette player and throwing some of his old mixtapes in, and a whole world was opened up to the young man. And I like to think about that the way my kids are both into music heavily. And I think my 19-year-old daughter, one of her favorite artists actually is Bruce Springsteen. I turned her on to Born to Run, and she hasn't looked back.
Mm-hmm. Very nice, very nice. And I came up with an oldie but a goodie from John Hiatt from the Walk On CD way back when. That was Ethylene. I don't know if that had to do with gasoline or anything, but Ethylene, I guess that's a lovely name for a woman, isn't it?
I think it is a lovely name for a woman, you know?
My guess is she would be a little gassy. Anyway, and then the 5th song of the set was another one from Barry. It's brand new, actually, from Graham Parker and The Rumor.
Yeah, he sounded in great voice right there. Brought the whole band back together. Long Shot came out last year and Mystery Glue. So we got ethylene, we got glue, we got all kinds of substances.
It's like a chemical lab in here.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Whew. Oh, and it wasn't me.
Sorry, Barry. All right. So if you'd like to call and talk with us on air, you could do that. 855-915-9636. Once again, 855-915-9636. Or if you're a friend of mine or Barry's on Facebook, there is a thread actively going on. If you'd like to say something or have a request, please leave it there. Now, I see a lot of requests on there. We're going to do our best to take a look at that while we're running around in here crazy trying to play stuff. So thank you. We will take a look and see what we can play for you. For sure. But I've got some new noise here to start off the next set. And this guy puts out a lot of music, Ryan Adams. A lot of music all the time. And it's always good, but some of it is better than others. But I love Ryan Adams. And I discovered this one a couple of weeks ago. It's called Do You Still Love Me? And honestly, I think this is one of the best things he's put out in a long time. So brand new noise, everybody. It's Ryan Adams at WMFO.
Thinking about you, baby, but on my mind. Why can't I feel your love? My heart must be blind. What can I say? Still.
up hard to get. I'll touch your heart and change your mind, yeah. Face of an angel, a body that's divine. I love you for your beauty, girl, but I idolize you for your mind. There's a will, there's a way.
Oh, Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO.
Well, I can't forget this evening and your face when you were leaving, but I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. Well, I can't forget tomorrow when I think of all my sorrow. I had you there, then I let you go. And now it's only fair that I should let you know what you should know. That's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows.
WMFO, TOS Freeform Radio, right here in
Medford, Mass.
There you go. All right, it's Mike all over the mic here today. It's 9:49 on a cold Saturday, December. No, it's January now. Yeah, I got to look at a calendar someday. It's on my bucket list to do that.
The 14th, even. Yeah, got through the 13th unscathed.
I don't know how it went by so quickly.
I know. I'm already doing my Christmas shopping for next year. Actually, I'm finishing up my Christmas stuff from this last year.
I see. Yeah. Well, you know, tis the after season.
Mm-hmm.
So we're playing a bunch of free form for you this morning. We do see your requests in there. Got to get on that. Got to try to do that. But we're just sort of getting used to sort of switching off tracks here. So speaking of tracks, let me tell you what we played. It was a special set. It was a 6-song set. I started off with Ryan Adams, as I was saying, something new from him. The new CD is going to be called Prisoner, and that's just a great offering from him called Do You Still Love Me? And then, Barry, you played the Green Horns from a CD called Sowed Souls, and I've Been Down. That was great.
Yeah, sounded like early Stones to me, a little bit of the bluesy stuff when they first started out in the early 60s.
Yeah, I heard a little Mick maybe doing that.
I could see Mick doing that, but now they are doing that with the new album.
I know it.
Yeah,
All that sounds nice really bluesy good. Stuff,
yeah.
I know it. All right, then I came back with the next track from Royal Southern Brotherhood. The CD is The Royal Gospel. That's Where There's Smoke, There's Fire. And then we had two from Barry. The first one was by the Buffalo Killers. Right?
Yep, and that was Digger from the Heavy Reverie album,
Easy for you to rar.
Yeah, and then I just snuck another one in because I wasn't paying attention. And that would have been The Broods. And the name of the track was...
Couldn't Believe,
yeah. Very catchy little tune there. I guess you might call that ear candy.
Mm-hmm, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Thanks, Barry.
You're welcome.
And then I followed up with the last song of that set with a great cover. I love great covers. Badfinger did an album called No Dice. And that was covering Harry Nilsson, Without You.
Harry Nilsson and Badfinger, how can you go wrong?
I don't think you can.
No, you absolutely can't. I remember when Badfinger was out. I was just a youngster at that time. I was probably about 9 or 10, but I thought they were the Beatles. Mm-hmm. I just the production value and everything, I just thought they were on Apple, weren't they?
Yeah, I think they were.
Yeah.
I think they were, yeah.
So, and but,
you know.
If you probably read a biography of them, it's probably a sad one.
Yeah, there's a big backstory there.
Is there? I know there's. I think there was illnesses and money problems, and probably more than we hear from a lot of bands.
Definitely money problems. Management of the money problems.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't. Basically, they didn't get credit financially for their work.
Yeah. The biographies I read. I don't read too many novels anymore. I always end up reading music biographies and. People just want to get their foot into the business, and they're willing to sign anything.
Yeah.
And then just think of the Stooges. Oh, my God. How much money they would have if they were getting royalties?
I know.
Of course, they're dead.
Well, I think there's a clause in it that says, if you're dead, then...
Give it to Barry.
Yeah, I'm no lawyer, though. Give it to Barry?
Yeah, give it to Barry. I'm pretty sure that's the final disclaimer. Give it to Barry.
All right. So 9:52 in the morning already. Wow. All right, so I'm going to come back with some new noise, and I'm going to do that after a public service announcement. And this is going to be from the Velveteens right after this at WMFO.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, a fitness writer, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Like many of the million people who are living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every single day. And sometimes my nerves are so raw that if you brushed up against me in an elevator, I'd scream. I can't sleep at night from the pain, and sometimes the spasms in my legs are so intense they will wake me up throughout the night. I've tried the strongest prescription medications available, and I'm gonna tell you, they do not work. In fact, they leave me in a stupor, and most of the time, it's impossible to even live your life. Now, I've tried medical marijuana, and I'm gonna tell you something, it works. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
All right, everybody. As promised, some brand new track from the Velveteens called Don't Ya Feel Better at MFO.
Don't you feel better? to think I used to be, and everything was up to me. They all say we should go far. I ain't no rocket, just a shooting star. Things have changed, and now I feel life has become so unreal. So, so unreal. The wolf is in. If you feel like napping down the corner down the street, just ask for a baby, a guy will let you in, calls himself.